from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello once again and welcome in the Savior's name to our gospel broadcast. I hope that these programs are of benefit to you and that you're receiving a blessing from them. It's certainly our great privilege to be on air week by week bringing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We appreciate your interest in the programs and we're so thankful that you take time to listen in. We're here to let the Bible speak, and that's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Here to preach Christ, to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you might ask, what really is the gospel? Well, Paul, writing to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15 and verses 1 to 4, sums it up for us. Let me read those verses to you. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also are ye saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again, the third day, according to the Scriptures. That is the gospel. Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. I trust that as you continue listening, that the Lord will bless His word to your heart. Be certain to write and let us know that you're tuning into the programs, and if you've received a particular blessing from the word preached, then be sure to drop us a line. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's continuing with his series in Mark's Gospel, and here he is.
Hello. Welcome to our Gospel program. Ivan Foster here. That will give you an opportunity to get your Bible ready. Our music is taken from a CD recently released, and it's a CD that features the singing of the Whitfield Choir. It's about 200 strong. They're going to sing for us now. It Was Down at the Feet of Jesus.
Tell me.
with me to Mark and the chapter 6. We're reading from the verse 38. He saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed, and brake the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat, and were filled. We leave the reading there. I mentioned last week that this miracle is recorded in all 4 Gospels, and that this fact highlights the importance of the truths that it underscores. This miracle firstly teaches us the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He displays the power of the Creator. In John's Gospel and the chapter 1, we are introduced to the Lord Jesus and the great power that he possesses. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The Word created all things. Further down the chapter, in the verse 14, just in case you feel that you can argue as to who exactly is being referred to under the title of the Word, in verse 14 we read, And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father, and he is the creator of all things. The same truth is repeated in many parts of the Bible. But let me read to you from Hebrews chapter 1, and again the verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So the Father's purpose of bringing into existence that creation that we see before us was wrought out by the power of his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the power of Christ is displayed for us here in the record of this wonderful miracle. Here was an act of creation. The Lord Jesus made exist that which had not existed before. In the verse 41, it says, And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed, and brake the loaves, and gave them to the disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. He blessed, and he brake, and as he did so, he created. There was more left over when the feast had been completed than there was to begin with. Verse 43, And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. Is this not an act of creation? Are we not looking here at the work of one who was indeed the Creator? Perhaps we could also notice the measure of Christ's supply. When the Savior supplies our needs, he gives most abundantly. It wasn't just that men had enough to eat. They had more than enough to eat. Everybody reached a point where they said, I can eat no more. Thank you very much, but I must refuse any more food. And they collected 12 baskets full. Now, we're not talking about the polite little basket that's passed round the sitting room when the scones and the tea are being partaken of. We're talking about something much, much larger. So there was a tremendous amount here that was left. And I tell you, this is the Lord's supply. And that is stamped upon creation. The earth brings forth more abundantly than that measure that would be required of man. to be satisfied. There is always access. And of course, that truth is demonstrated in the spiritual realm as well. You remember how the Lord Jesus in Luke, the chapter 6, and the verse 38, set down the rule by which God deals with us when we deal faithfully with Him. Give, says the Savior in verse 38 of Luke chapter 6, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. God in His providence blesses those who are obedient to His word and live according to the standards that He sets down, and as a result, those who do such receive an abundant supply of this world's goods. So it was with the manna in the wilderness. When Israel came out of the wilderness, we know that the Lord fed them, and each morning when they went out of the camp, there on the ground there was that which they called manna, from which they could make many sweet meats and feed themselves abundantly. And there was more than could be gathered up by all of Israel. Every day there was more than Israel needed. In Psalm 81, let me turn in my Bible and read it to you. Listen to the words of God. Verse 10 of Psalm 81 reads, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. I gave them up unto their own heart's lusts, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto Him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. That's God's measure. That's God's portion. And those who obey the Lord enter into such provision and know from day to day their daily bread supplied. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.